Welcome to Bucks County Conversations. I'm Charlotte Reese. This is a production of the Bucks County Commissioner's Communications Department and your source for real conversations happening within the Bucks County government.
If you want to make a difference, you got to do it with love.
Today we are talking about the county's Love is the Answer murals.
It's more about connecting with your community, breaking down the barriers.
With District Attorney Matt Weintraub and Commissioner Diane Ellis-Marseglia.
I mean, if every town had a mural, how cool would that be?
The murals have a deeper meaning than just paint on a building. AJ Ali founded the Love is the Answer movement in 2012.
As a result of being stopped one too many times by police for nothing other than the color of my skin.
And now he wants to improve community police relations with love.
Love is the Answer is a movement. It's not a moment, it's a movement. AJ would be proud of me for saying that.
Smells like spray paint.
This is Bucks County Conversations. I'm just going to hit record on this, too, if that's okay. Thank you guys, you know, for talking with me today about Love is the Answer. So, I mean, just to start,
I spoke with DA Weintraub and Commissioner Marseglia after the county's third Love is the Answer mural was completed. And if this is your first time learning about Love is the Answer, it's essential to understand it a little bit.
Yeah, I'll lead off. I was introduced to Love is the Answer. The movement is essentially to try to be inclusive rather than exclusive, to break down barriers, to learn about each other, to embrace each other. And really the acronym says it all. I think we can accomplish a lot more with love than with hate or other emotions.
And maybe it's also good to visualize Love is the Answer. Specifically, LOVE, which is spelled like an acronym. An acronym that AJ created.
Love isn't just a warm and fuzzy feeling. It's four steps. Learn about people. Open your heart to their needs. Volunteer yourself to be part of the solution in their life. And empower others to do the same.
The movement itself started when AJ decided to make a movie, Walking While Black, Love is the Answer. Its subtitle is Bridging the Gap Between Peace Officers and the Rest of the Community, featuring interviews with police and community members.
We didn't want to just make a film that people would, you know, drink a Coke and eat some popcorn and see the movie and then, you know, that's it, right? That's entertainment, but it's not going to change anything.
The movement started in Bucks County when DA Weintraub was introduced to the film and its group screening program by the former executive director of the Peace Center, now ambassador to Love is the Answer, Barbara Simmons.
And the program was introduced to me through Barbara Simmons, who used to be the executive director of the Peace Center. And she had participated in the program one time in Yadin with the Yadin Police Department and the community there. So she sent me a link to the film, or got AJ Ali, who's the founder, to send me a link to the film. And I watched it, and I have to tell you, it made me really defensive, especially being the top law enforcement officer in the county. But as Diane would say, if you care about the county, you don't just care about one little part of it, you care about all of it. So I started really being thoughtful and considerate about it and said, you know what, there is a fit here for Love is the Answer. And so this was interesting because there was a need down in Bensalem. They have their annual Martin Luther King Day of Reflection, in which about 400 people, mainly school, high school age kids, get together from Bucks and Montgomery County, and they have a day of reflection, and they think about ways that they can improve society. And they had already had a film picked, but it didn't pass muster for some reason. So here they are, they have this huge program and they need a film, and all of a sudden we have a film and a program, maybe we can put it together. And I also have to give credit where it's due. Fred Haran, who was then the director of public safety in Bensalem, said to me, I know where you can get the money to purchase the rights to the film. And he approached Parks, and Parks gave us the money to purchase the film, which I thought was being a great community partner. And they often are, as you know. So we got the film. We have a venue to play the film. Now all I need is police buy-in, which can be tough if you've seen the film. So Barbara says, you got to go get it. And I don't scare easily, but I remember presenting this to the police chiefs and really, really keeping my fingers crossed and being nervous and said, okay, we watched the film. You could have heard a pin drop. And they asked me a lot of hard questions, but they said, we will endorse this. We understand this is important for the community, whether we think we have these kind of same problems or not. Let's do the right thing here. And so they endorsed it, which was a huge endorsement to have from your police for this program. And we showed the film, and we put the program on for 400 people, most of them high school age kids. It was a smashing success. I was skeptical at first, but I saw what value the work had. It's not just watching the movie. Anybody can watch the movie and check a box. It's more what happens after that. And then what happens after that. And I have to say, and I don't want to monopolize here, that one person can't do it. To give credit to the Peace Center, because they've really carried the ball on this, and to give credit to the county. The county commissioners adopted this as a movement, and really, really gave it a lot of legs and credibility, to the extent that now when we promote it in various areas and venues, we can say this is something the county has done. We've done this in various with various police departments, and it's a lot easier to sell. And that's because of all the partnerships and the combined belief in the principles.
How did you first hear about Love is the Answer?
You know, I can't remember what was happening, but I heard about it from Matt. And Matt had encouraged me to see the movie. And, you know, I have to say, the part of the movie that attracted me was not the first part that's shocking. It's the second part, where they talk about police departments that are really working, doing interesting community policing. And you see the police officers that we have around here that we talk to on a regular basis, they're wonderful people, but they don't get a chance to interact that much with their community. So this gave them an opportunity. And, you know, I watched it and I was hooked. I teach at the community college. I make my students watch it. And then we decided that we wanted to bring AJ here and to do this over a couple days with all Bucks County staff. But then COVID came and he couldn't travel. So we tried to think of how we could get this message out. And so instead we paid staff. You were allowed, if you worked by the hour, we paid you. Otherwise, you know, you were given comp time to watch this. And the Peace Center came in, we paid them, but they came in and they broke people into virtual groups. And they discussed it. I have to say there was some pushback, and there was a few staff that wouldn't do it, and a lot of people were a little, I don't know, shamed, nervous to talk on camera, but some people did, and that's all you needed was a few people to start to talk about it, and you could feel the change. I felt like it was the first time people who work for the county started to talk about how do we talk to people from different cultures or people from different religions than us. And so in that way, it was really a welcoming and important step.
And I'd like to add to that, one of the toughest hurdles that I had to overcome in this process to get buy-in was the police's natural defensiveness to say, we don't have these problems here. We don't have issues with police and public relations here. But I would then say to them, well, all the more reason for you to lead on this, as opposed to being in the rear guard and being defensive. If you're leading and promoting these programs, nobody could credibly accuse you of being racist or defensive or having some kind of a bias because you're leading in the programs. And you could see the light bulb going on in some of their minds. And I will say that whenever we have those discussions, I'm always responsible. The Peace Center will get the venues and get the groups together, and I always have to recruit the police. But I've had some police that have become disciples, essentially, and always are willing to volunteer. Chief Nelson Whitney is one, now Sheriff Fred Herron is another one. It's more about connecting with your community, breaking down the barriers, making sure that when a police officer does a car stop, regardless of the race or the ethnicity of the people in that car, that both of their pressure level is down lower than a 10 out of 10 when that car stop occurs. Because if the people in the car are afraid of the police, and the police is afraid of the people in the car before they even interact, that's when you have problems. If Bucks County is known as a place where everybody is going to get a fair shake and not be prejudged, you have a lot less problems, and therefore a lot less critical incidents that we then have to clean up after the fact. And that's really my goal.
I think the other thing that happened as a result of this, a few things have happened, but it, because the police had faith in Matt because of this and because they liked the program, when we went to them and we went to Bensalem first to do co-responders, which are social workers that respond after the police have been there in situations where the citizen's having a mental health crisis or a domestic violence crisis or a drug and alcohol crisis, the police may have been a little skeptical, but because they'd already tried something new, they were willing to try this. And we, of course, we did it in Bensalem first because Chief Herron at the time was willing to. But then it started to spread. And it's another way of saying love is the answer. It lets police come in, make sure everything's safe, get the social workers to come and help the people with that mental health crisis, and the police get to be back on the street.
I want to go back even further than that, and you know, while we're having a love festival here, to give credit to you and to Bucks County government, because you were an early adopter of the crisis intervention training here, but before I became the district attorney. And you talk about getting police to see things in a different light, to not, there's a saying, to a person holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And the hammer isn't always the tool that you need when you respond to these situations. And credit to Bucks County for constantly supporting the crisis intervention training, and frankly, to the police departments who have bought in. I like to use another phrase. It has become a version of sitting at the cool kids table to be crisis intervention trained. And that certainly is something that we can be proud of. But to Diane's point, you start out with that program, you make that be the norm. Then you bring in this other, perhaps more controversial, but ultimately well-meaning program, the Love is the Answer program. And then you build on top of that and you bring in the co-responder programs, and there's a lot less resistance. Because frankly, all we're trying to do is keep people safe and get them the services that they need. And then we can all be safer.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of layers to that. And that's, yeah, for sure. And that's, I mean, aside from one thing growing, this Love is the Answer thing growing, multiple things are growing in the county. That's really cool. So, and if we can kind of focus back on Love is the Answer too, and talk about, I know that's okay though, but I mean specifically that one, because I think that's one that maybe more people can see because of the murals. But how has that initiative kind of grown? And I know you mentioned the hesitation. How has that grown over the years, the last couple years?
So Love is the Answer is a movement. It's not a moment, it's a movement. AJ would be proud of me for saying that. And yes, there's the film, and then there's the program that occurs after the film. But we want to leave a lasting, permanent, visible, tangible testament to this movement that anytime you drive by, it gives you a chance to see it, to appreciate it, the artwork, but to be reflective. So I was thinking, that what's a way that we could have the best bang for the buck? The murals.
I mean, seeing it from obviously the side that you guys are seeing it, but then to be there on those murals.
Well, how cool to work with the police and students, and everybody sees who everybody really is. They're just people.
That's the part that's the most gratifying to me. When the police are out there and they're painting with the kids,
gift.
They're the connections that we're really trying to make that are long lasting.
I think we're about to do one down at the hub here, right in the administration building too. So we'd encourage every town, call us up, we'll come out.
That's right, that's right. You give us the space, we'll do the rest.
Just to start, can you just introduce yourself for me and tell me what you do?
Yeah, so I'm Officer Nowicki with Bristol Township Police Department. I've been here for about just about 2 years. Currently, we're painting our new mural, Try Love Now.
Tell me when you're ready.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hi, I'm Barbara Simmons, ambassador to Love is the Answer. This is our third mural that we're working on today in Bristol Township. We have a mural that we did in Morrisville. We have a mural in Falls Township Community Park. And this is our third one here in Bristol Township Community Park.
Really, it's just awesome. I'm here for community policing, trying to get to know the residents as well as the kids. For me, this all started for when I was little. I wanted to be a police officer. Seeing cops out in public, interacting with them, I'm hoping I can do that with the kids here today. And honestly, we need a little bit more love in Bristol Township, Bucks County, and this is a great way to do it. Spread more love and be the best for the best.
All with the ideas like we're creating something together. We're creating it together so that we can understand each other better.
I think this will attract everybody to come here, you know, have a little bit more community engagement, not only with residents, but also the police department and the fire department that we have right over here.
I think all of us need to be doing the kind of relationship building that's going to create positive change. And it's hard to do if you're not feeling good about the police department. You know, and a lot of people have lost trust in the police department. And so if I can start to change hearts and minds doing that, I'm going to keep doing that. And so the Peace Center is involved with showing the film and the dialogue. I'm in charge of murals and love gardens. And so we'll just keep working it, you know.
That's great.
AJ came to Bucks County this summer. It was not his first visit to our county, but a visit where he got to see a completed Love is the Answer mural alongside police officers, township and county officials. Commissioner Marseglia and D.A. Weintraub were there too.
AJ, thank you so much for joining me today over Zoom.
But AJ and I spoke more in depth over Zoom earlier this year, after the movement was recognized at a commissioner's meeting.
Thank you, Charlotte. I'm happy to be here and always happy to do anything regarding Bucks County. It has become my favorite place during this work of Love is the Answer.
That's great. Yeah. And just before we start, if you can kind of introduce yourself a little bit and give us, you know, a little bit of your background before Love is the Answer got started.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm currently 59 years old. I was born in Washington, D.C. in 1963. I served in the United States Air Force for 4 years. I was a public affairs person, and I got to travel around the world doing that work. When I got out of the service, I continued to serve in the communities where I lived. I've owned two professional soccer teams. I've started and run nonprofits. I've started and run businesses and sold many businesses. And the Love is the Answer work began in 2012 as a result of being stopped one too many times by police for nothing other than the color of my skin. And everything that I'd done up to that point, I think, led me to that moment of, okay, I need to tell this story about what the relationship truly is between police and the Black community. But I went one step further with that because I also had a lot of experience with social responsibility. And I wanted to also share the story of how do we make it better? And that's what the film, the book, and the movement are all about, making things better for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And that's definitely, I mean, I've watched the film. It's not a message where you walk away feeling, you know, down. It is a very uplifting message. Can you tell me how, you know, you got to that basis of love and that's the calling for the movement?
Yeah, you know, it was a real struggle to get to that point when I experienced what I did in the summer of 2012 and then reported it as you're supposed to when things are done that are wrong. I started to get followed and stopped multiple times. My wife was followed and stopped multiple times by police in that same community where it happened because they were retaliating. They were sending me a message that they didn't like me reporting what they did. And it became a very dark time for me because I was not only stopped and followed, but I was also receiving threats. And these were threats against my life for, you know, telling what happened. And then that became worse when I decided to make a movie and word got out that I was going to tell the story of police brutality. And so it was a very, very dark time. I was depressed. I was suffering from deep, major anxiety. I didn't know it at the time, but I had PTSD from the military. I wouldn't get the diagnosis until 2018, until years later when I finally went to the VA for help. And about, let's see here, it was September 25th, 2014, that I decided that I was going to put aside the anxiety and the fear, and by that time, even the hatred for these officers, and quite frankly, for police in general, because I just saw so many bad things happening around the country, but it was eating at me. And I didn't want that to be the story. And so September 25th, 2014, I had this epiphany in the waters of Kailo Beach in Hawaii. I felt like the aloha spirit was kind of whispering in my heart, hey, if you want to make a difference, you got to do it with love. And at first, for a second, I thought, how's that going to do anything? But then it hit me in my spirit. That's exactly how we're supposed to deal with it. And so the acronym came to me. Love isn't just a warm and fuzzy feeling. It's four steps. Learn about people. Open your heart to their needs. Volunteer yourself to be part of the solution in their life. And empower others to do the same. And so if we take those four steps and put them into action, then we can measure what that love really means. And we can hold ourselves accountable when we're feeling road rage, or if we're feeling anxious, or if we, you know, have something against someone, you know, then we can measure our actions and our thoughts, and we can apply these things, learn, open, volunteer, empower in every situation with every person. And at first I thought, you know, that's a great thing for police. These are four great steps for police to use when they're interacting with anyone, but especially Black people in America, because we take the brunt of police brutality. Stats back it up. And so what I found out, though, was that it wasn't just for police. It was for me. It was for you. It was for everyone. Everyone out there, that if we take these four steps and put them into action, every interaction will be better. And if we do that enough times, then the whole community can change, because then we're looking out for that homeless person. We're caring about that young person who may be lost and in need of support, instead of just being yelled at. You know, we're more supportive of our local police, because then we gain an understanding through learning and opening our heart. We gain an understanding about the tough job they have, the thankless job they have. And so now, as a citizen, maybe I can do something. You know, maybe it's just a smile and a thank you. You know, whatever it is, whatever I can offer, you know, to help make things better for them, I can do that. And then the more love they feel, the more maybe they'll reciprocate that, you know, to others. So it's for everyone. And it didn't come overnight. It didn't come easy. It came to me through a lot of pain and through a lot of time. But once I accepted it and embraced it and then made my life about love, then it was easy to tell a story to folks about how we can change things from being a divide to bringing people together and standing on common ground for all of us to work together to make things better for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's definitely, I mean, just hearing you tell that story again with more background about, you know, what you were going through, and then to make this movie and involve police officers like you did, and to really make it, you know, you're telling the whole story. And like you said, and in the movie, you know, that the police officers are going through their own traumas in their jobs. But, yeah. You know, before we keep saying, you know, the movie, this and that, can you talk a little bit about the program that's kind of built around the movie and the idea of bringing people together to watch it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we didn't want to just make a film that people would, you know, drink a Coke and eat some popcorn and see the movie and then, you know, that's it, right? That's entertainment, but it's not going to change anything. So we wanted to make a film that people could use as a learning tool. And so this film became the foundation of what is now the movement. You know, out of the film, I wrote a book. I had some contributors contribute stories to that book. It's 482 pages of amazing life lessons. Things that people, when they read it, they can apply those things in their life and in their community. We've created workshops and webinars, and we have an 8-week class called Leading and Serving with Love. And we're going to be training 1,000 people in Bucks County this year in that class. We're training another 1,000 people in Ypsilanti, Michigan in that class, and others that are signing up from all over the country. And we have created these programs that go along with the classes and other things. We have people painting murals. We have people creating love gardens, places where people can come and build relationships and grow these meaningful relationships while they're growing fruits and vegetables. Picture a love garden in a place that maybe is a food desert and families are going hungry, you know, or they got to go miles to try to find food that's real food, right? So these love gardens can now grow that food in that community and have it delivered to people in that community. And if they're financially challenged, then, you know, maybe they get that food for free. You know, if they're volunteering in the garden, maybe they get that food for free as well. You know, we're doing things that bring people together. They're learning, but they're also doing. You know, that's how real change comes about, by not just talking to people for hours on end or having them watch something, but having them do it, right? And do it over and over again until they become an expert at it. It takes 10,000 hours to become an expert at something. So what if somebody learned how to love themselves and love others and then practiced that and become an expert? You know, their life can change and their community can change.
I just like how the message is, you know, just get out there, do it, put the work in. And I mean, you know, you see the results, definitely.
Yeah, I can guarantee that. I say that, you know, to people all the time, do this work and see what happens. Watch the film, read the book, and do the work. And I guarantee you're going to see a difference in your life and in your community. And if enough communities do it, then we're going to see a difference in this nation and in the world. That's, you know, that's our goal. We have a goal. We actually have a solid goal of teaching 100 million people around the world these Love is the Answer principles. And then I'll go play golf every day after that.
There you go. That's nice. That would be nice. Very nice. AJ, is there anything else just that, you know, you want to say to, you know, somebody who, maybe that cop who, you know, is still leery about watching the movie? What's kind of your overall message to them?
You know, I'll just say to them, I know how you feel. You know, I've been there and I've seen a major difference in my life as a result of these Love is the Answer principles. All I can ask you to do is give it a shot. And I mean, really, really give it a shot. Don't just go through the motions. Don't just check the box, but commit to it. Even if it's 30 days, you know, people say that 30 days is enough time for you to become committed to it, right? Like if you do push-ups for 30 days, chances are you're going to continue that because you've made it a habit. You've made it a lifestyle choice. And I've seen that happen. And, you know, I'm just saying, give it a chance for 30 days. Every day for 30 days, try to find someone to put love into action with. Those four steps: learn about them, open your heart to their needs, volunteer to be part of the solution in their life, and empower others to do the same. And I'll bet on day 31, you're going to want to keep on doing it, because it's not only going to feel good, but you're going to see the difference that you're making in your community.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Thank you so much, AJ, for talking with me today about Love is the Answer.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope you'll invite me back again sometime to share more, especially as we continue to do more work in Bucks County.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
And the work is continuing in Bucks County. It's continuing behind the scenes constantly, actually, from the way people are interacting with one another to the process of finding a new mural location, its artist,
so
etc.
What do you see kind of as the future of Love is the Answer in Bucks County and as the movement in general?
I mean, if every town had a mural, and every town we'd like to see a garden, like a community garden in certain parts of the county, which would be more of Love is the Answer, how cool would that be?
I agree. And I also think that, because I've seen this movie a lot of times and I've participated in the program a number of times, I think that we've now had some locations in Upper Bucks and Lower Bucks that have shown the movie and had the program a couple of times. And that's very important. The reinforcement aspect of the mission of the movement is very important, because you're now talking to a different group of people that will show up. But to Diane's point, I'd love to see a mural in every town. I would love for this to be our default. The natural way of looking at things is, we're all in this together. Let's look after each other. Let's practice these principles. And I know, because I've spoken with AJ about this, that Bucks County is really that shining county on the hill. We are an example for the rest of the country to emulate. And I love that. I think that that's a fantastic thing to be known for.
Washington crossed the Delaware here, and now we're going to keep it all one community.
That's right.
Definitely. Yeah, is there anything else?
At the end of our chat, I asked D.A. Weintraub and Commissioner Marseglia if they wanted to add anything or respond to those who might think, why do we need something like this in Bucks County?
I want to add one more thing to that, though.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring up a great point, Charlotte, in that people look at Bucks County and say, hey, we're fine. We don't have these problems here. But you can do something right 99 times. And if you do it wrong the 100th time, that can be explosive. And it can even be deadly. We're trying to avoid that even 100th time. We want to get it right every time. We cannot afford to have it wrong even one time. And so what I will say is, with the, I used to use the YouTube generation, but with the advent of the TikTok generation, people believe what they see. And perception then substitutes for reality and becomes reality. So we have to combat those misperceptions, especially in a fantastic place like Bucks County. We want to make sure that not only does the public, but our police understand that everybody is approaching this in a healthy and a loving way, as opposed to everybody having their defenses raised because of some videos that they saw on TikTok or in some far-flung location that really doesn't equate to what happens here. But the way to do that is to continue putting that message out there over and over again.
Thank you for bringing it here, Matt.
You're welcome.
Really.
You're welcome. I believe in it.
Thank you both.
That's it for this episode of Bucks County Conversations. Special thank you to AJ Ali, District Attorney Matt Weintraub, Commissioner Marseglia, Barbara Simmons, Officer Nowicki,
and all the volunteers who helped on this year's mural and past year's murals. To learn more about Love is the Answer, check out their website, trylovenow.com. There's information about all their different programs and classes, and of course, AJ's film. Walking While Black, Love is the Answer is available on Vimeo, but I highly suggest watching the film at the Peace Center or during another screening event to get the full experience. Another Bucks County Love is the Answer mural will be completed sometime in September to coincide with Love is the Answer Day. To stay up to date with the mural if you're interested in getting involved, follow the Peace Center Bucks County on Facebook or check out their website, thepeacecenter.org. They have events throughout the year. And thank you for listening. Bucks County Conversations is brought to you by the Bucks County Commissioner's Communications Department. You can follow us on social media for updates on various county happenings. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search Bucks County Gov. That's Bucks County, G-O-V-T. Our website is buckscounty.gov. Until next time, I'm Charlotte Reese. This is Bucks County Conversations.